If you're looking for your ex-girlfriend, you can stop. She's gone. So you can stop hiding. Oh, you went hiding. Of course you went.
Not at all.
I totally believe you. It's alright, I don't blame you. She is a bitch. I said she's a bitch. What would my brother say if he heard me talking like that? Nothing? Who do you think taught me how to swear in the first place? You are so ridiculous sometimes. How long have you known me? All my life? You know that I'm not that sweet, innocent girl, right? No, I'm your best friend's little sister. You always hide behind that, don't you? Of course you don't know what I'm talking about. It's kind of cute, but it's more annoying than cute most of the time. Why did Hugo? Oh. Why did Maria go? Well, let's just say that we had words. I didn't call her a bitch. I called her a fucking bitch. Oh, I'm not joking, I really did. Gave her a piece of my mind. I told her that she needed to do one. Oh, it wasn't that simple. You know what she's like? She wants you back. Not because she wants to be with you. Just because she wants to play with you. Because she's Maria. And that is what she does. You have awful, awful taste in women. You know, it took me a while to figure it out. You just have no idea when people find you attractive, do you? You're just oblivious to it all. The looks, the flirting. It explains a lot. Made me feel better. But yeah, I warned her off. Because you have a new girlfriend and, that girlfriend is not afraid to give her a slapping. Me. I'm not afraid to give her a slapping. Yeah, I told her we were dating. But we're not. I mean, the only reason we're not dating is because of you. I said the only reason we're not dating is because of you. Because you're oblivious and annoying. Of course my brother knows about this. He is not oblivious and he has been teasing me since I was about 11. What happened when I was 11? I fell in love with you. I mean, it was puppy love back then. But now, it's a real thing. That's why it's so annoying. It's maddening. When I see you with girls like her, well, when I see you with girls full stop, apparently I'm a little bit catty. You only see the really blatant stuff. And they're never good enough for you. You deserve someone who treats you right, who appreciates you because you're you. Annoying and cute and smart and dumb and gorgeous and gorgeous. See? This is what I was talking about. You just don't get it. You don't. How do you not? You just. Oh. Ooh. I hate it. But I also kind of like it. Because you could so easily be full of yourself. Because you're really hot. And really smart. And really funny. And a little bit nerdy. Which I like. You're also sarcastic and a great friend. Yes, I know. You are my brother's best friend. I am very aware of this fact. Do you remember when I said earlier that the only thing stopping us from dating is you? It literally is you. He is all right with it. I said he's all right with it. Because he's seen me pining after you since I was 11. He's seen me write your name in hearts on my diary. And he saw other things in my diary, and then he stopped reading my diary because, yeah. What things? I really, I don't even know what to say. I thought I would know what to say. When I finally told you, I had speeches planned out. I got them peer reviewed. Literally, by my brother. He's given me advice and it's all been awful. Oh no, it's been good advice. It's just you who's been awful because you date bitches like Maria. I hate her. I really, really hate her. Why? Are you serious? Are you seriously asking why I hate Maria? She had you. And she just played with you. She didn't deserve you. She was lucky enough to get a chance with you, and she's just pissing it away. And then thinking that she can get you back. Oh, fuck no. I've been waiting for years for you to notice. To notice that I adore you, that I'm crazy about you. I tried to make you jealous, but you were just protective, which is sweet. And I was hopeful that it might, you know, translate into... But it didn't. Because you're oblivious. Really, really oblivious. How are you so oblivious when... I mean, have you seen you? Have you looked in the mirror? See, that's adorable and annoying and sweet. I'm crazy about you. And, my brother told me that you think I'm cute. Oh no, he didn't say that. In fact, he said that you find me extraordinarily attractive. Darling. I said darling. The only thing stopping us from being a thing is you. So I'm going to pull in a favor. A favor.
See, when I was 14,
you gave me a birthday card, and it had a little token in it. One favor. Oh, I still have it. It's right here.
I'm serious.
Because I'm desperate. I am ridiculously desperate because...
I have...
I have seen girls break your heart, play with you, and... I can't tell you how that hurt. So I'm calling in the favor. The favor that you definitely forgot about, but... the favor that you won't dodge, because... you're not like that. Oh, I know it's not fair. It's really not fair, but this whole situation isn't fair because I'm in love with you and we should be dating. So, this favor is a date. Let me take you on a date. No, no, no. I'll be the one taking you on a date. I mean, you could say no. But, I mean, it was a birthday present. And was that a yes? Oh, wow.
Wow.
What now? Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. This is no... this is no spur of the moment thing. I have a plan. And this is not... an evening date. This is an all-day date. I never said it wasn't an all-day date. You agree to go on a date. And I have plans. Because, I've been thinking about this for a very, very long time. This is my chance. This is my shot. And I'm going to shoot it. So, tomorrow... we're going on a date. Oh, you're spending tomorrow with my brother. No, you're not. That was a little deception. Not a lie. Because if you had said no, you would be spending the day with him. And, well, that would be plan B. But you said yes, so it's plan A. We're going on a date. Yes, he really is okay with us dating. In fact, I think he'll be utterly made up because I won't be so whiny. I'm really pathetic sometimes. I am annoying, just so annoying because I'm just in love with you and I'm just longing for you and I'm pining and, well, he's my big brother. He has to deal with all of that. So he's definitely on board with us dating. Not saying that he won't, you know, give you a little talk. What? He's my big brother. Best friend or not, I'm his little sister. But he really, really thinks that we could be really good together. So, tomorrow morning at 7. 7. Yes, a.m. Darling. I'm not going to waste a single minute. I'm going to show you just what you're missing. Just what was under your nose. Just what you were oblivious to. But right now, I'm going to go. Walk me home. This doesn't count. Just in case. I would love you to walk me home. Although technically it's on the way to your house, so it's not really. It's totally walking me home. Can we hold hands? Of course I want to hold your hand. Really? You're holding my hand. I did not make that sound. I'm holding the hand of the person I've been in love with since I was 11, and you're going to walk me home. Oh, we need to actually walk. Or we could just stand here and hold hands. No, we should walk, because then I'll get you alone. And then, sorry, I just wasn't expecting this. And okay, let's go home. My home, your home. I mean, in the general direction of where we both live. Did you just call me cute? No, that's good. That's really good. Let's go.